Actuated by this spirit of charity, the Apostolic See has protected this people against unjust treatment. And as it condemns every kind of hatred and jealousy between nations, so in a special manner it condemns hatred of the people once chosen by God, namely that hatred commonly designated as anti-Semitism. Particular attention must be called to the phrase once chosen by God. It is the second time that the Holy See uses the phrase in recent years, the other being in the text of the prayer approved of by His Holiness Pope Pius XI for the consecration of a human race to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The Holy See is evidently insisting upon the fact that there is no longer any chosen people or race, except insofar as the Jews, who were the custodians of the divine promises down to Jesus Christ, despite their official rejection of the supernatural Messiah, have not ceased to be members of His own race. Certain nations have at times shown themselves, to some extent at least, dazzled by the belief that they were the chosen people or race in the natural order. The pagan cult of race advocated by official Nazism is but a modern manifestation of a very old pride and naturalism. We have, therefore, a twofold program set out before us. We must, on the one hand, defend our Lord's rights and, on the other, seek to tear away the veil from the eyes of those whose blindness hurts Him in a special way. This is the program set before us in these words of the encyclical letter Quas Primas of the present Holy Father. Quote, "If the faithful generally would understand that it is their duty to fight bravely and continually under the banner of Christ their King, then, fired with apostolic zeal, they would endeavor to win over to our Lord those who are estranged from Him or know Him not, and would valiantly defend His rights." End of quote. Pope Pius X insisted in most appealing fashion upon courage on the part of Catholics in the modern world in the discourse he pronounced on the 13th of December at the beatification of Joan of Arc. To St. Joan's mind, the coronation and anointing of the King of France were ever present because that anointing did homage to the universal kingship of Christ and linked up political power with the government of the Lord Jesus. She was the saint sent to remind the world at the decline of the Middle Ages of the formal principle of order in the world, the acknowledgement of the kingship of Christ. The saintly Pope spoke of the heroism of Blessed Joan and contrasted it with the timidity of so many Catholics in our day. Quote, "In our time, more than ever before, the chief strength of the wicked lies in the cowardice and weakness of good men. All the strength of Satan's reign is due to the easygoing weakness of Catholics. Oh, if I might ask the divine Redeemer, as the prophet Zachary did in spirit, 'What are those wounds in the midst of thy hands?' the answer would not be doubtful. 'With these was I wounded in the house of them that love thee. I was wounded by my friends who did nothing to defend me and who, on every occasion, made themselves the accomplices of my adversaries.' And this reproach can be leveled at the weak and timid Catholics of all countries." End of quote. Anti-Semitism. After all that has already been said, it will be easy to deal with the question of anti-Semitism. What is meant by the term? Anti-Semitism is the word used by the Jews to designate any form of opposition to themselves, and they strive persistently to associate irrationality and want of balance with the term. They evidently want the world to believe that anyone who opposes Jewish pretensions is more or less mentally deranged. Now, first of all, it must be remarked that the term is too wide and too loose. The Arabs are doubtless Semites, yet the Arabs in Palestine, on account of their opposition to Jewish domination, are anti-Semites. Secondly, as we must stand valiantly for the rights of Christ the King, the true supernatural Messiah, and strive to re-impregnate society with the supernatural spirit of the mystical body, we must combat Jewish efforts to permeate the world with naturalism. In that sense, as there is only one divine plan for order in the world, every sane thinker must be an anti-Semite. The Jewish World, February 9, 1883, contained the following program, quote, The great ideal of Judaism is that the whole world should be imbued with Jewish teachings, and that in a universal brotherhood of nations, a greater Judaism in fact, all the separate races and religions shall disappear, end of quote. That means the elimination of the supernatural Messiah and the disappearance of the mystical body of Christ, the Catholic Church. The Jews need not be surprised that such pretensions evoke anti-Semitism. That program is a challenge to the Catholic Church to a duel to the death.